Hello and welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast for the DC20 Unlocked series brought to you by DriveCentric. For more information or to get signed up for the next DC20 event, go to DriveCentric.com.
Let's brew!
What's going on, car guys and car gals? It's Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And it's Ferlin Art, subprime hero.
And we are having some fun, brewing some solutions in the Car Guy Coffee Podcast, and we are bringing you a show directly from DriveCentric, trying to make sure that you understand how hashtag DC20 gets unlocked inside of your store and for the industry. We got a lot brewing. Don't we, Fred? A whole lot brewing.
Right? We are super brewing right now. We've been blessed to be able to do a lot of things with DriveCentric and be able to talk to a lot of people. We did some interviews even before NADA, which is just around the corner, y'all. DriveCentric booth 4001 West. Make sure you guys come check that out. We're going to be live and in charge all day long, streaming just for you, continuous video as the expo hall is open. So you're going to see commercials, you're going to see game shows, you're going to see everything you can imagine. It's going to be like a real TV network.
You're going to have some fun.
But it's the blessings. DC20 is an event that they host at their headquarters, right? And we've been to a couple of them. We're going to be at all of them this year. So come check it out. It's a place for you to come and get educated on how to use the product on the next level. You'll find that there's other super users there using the same product, being successful in different ways. So you can collaborate, share your ideas and get their ideas and come back to me unlocked, ready to go engage into what's happening in today's communication with clients, right? And I think the CRMs, there's a lot of great ones out there, but I think that what this one does for everybody is that they bring people together and they care about the people that they work with, right? And not just the people inside over at DriveCentric, but their clients, man, they love them to death and it shows. So I'm excited to there's be lot, part of all
lot,
that. Yeah.
There's a lot that there's brewing. There's a lot that's cooking. There's a lot that's available for you all, but we got to make sure that we get a lot of people up inside of here. So you know what you need to do. You need to tag a car guy,
tag a car gal,
and share. Get the message out there, everybody, because there's something that we want to make sure is clear about the way that DriveCentric does business. Is they make sure to collaborate and find out from their users how to make their product better. Just like any other great company that wants to really make a difference, they find out from the best people that are using their product, how do they make it better? How do they adapt? Now, we are over here. We're inside of a classroom. We just got done training up some solutionaries out here inside of the incredible Las Cruces Casa Autoplex. It's fun to be out here with all of these solutionaries that are brewing good stuff. But we are no strangers to the actual lot that is coming to you live right now from Michigan. And we know these solutionaries. We love these ladies. They are on literally the other side of the rainbow from Rainbow Motor Sales. They are an independent dealership that is making things happen. They have a rich legacy of impacting their community. And we were so excited to be able to set up this show and bring you one of our sisters. This is one of our sisters.
Literally.
Not just a sister, but she's a sister of savings.
That's right. She's also a Car Gal Coffee, right?
That's
They had a show. They're our friends. They're literally people that we've been able to become family with, break bread with, have really good conversations with, and just talk about life, you know. And these two people, these two ladies, they're a great legacy of their parents. I mean, if you ever met their parents, you would understand why they are the way they are. They are amazing people. I'm super excited to get her on the show today. I'm super excited to have her here speaking. I can't wait to talk about DriveCentric with her because I remember when they first integrated it in there and how they started using it. So it's going to be a great conversation today.
This is going to be good stuff. So folks, help us to make welcome this incredible solutionary that is making things happen all the way from Coldwater, Michigan. We have with us the one,
the only
Michelle Street. Welcome to the show.
Hi, my friend.
How are you? We're excited that you're here to brew with us. We're good. You are bright and shining there. We are over here trying to get a little bit more light over here on us. But right now, you are the spotlighted person that is a super user for DriveCentric. So help us real quick, everybody, for those that didn't hear us on the intro or they're watching this a little bit later, or maybe they're just listening in a little bit late. Tell us about who you are, where you're from, and how you came into using DriveCentric.
Hi, my name is Michelle Streets, and we're here in Coldwater, Michigan. A little cold here today, but not too bad. Been in business for 40 years. And how did we get with DriveCentric? I was at a convention with one Lou D's group, 100% group, and Steve Rosellis did a presentation. And if you know him, he is quite a presenter and told some really great stories. And I actually called my sister. I started taping him. So like, wow, this is from what we're used to using, a state of the art, amazing technology. When I got back, we made a phone call and it was boom, boom, boom. We signed right up. And it's been phenomenal. I can't tell you the shows, the appointment sets, what difference it changed for our dealership immediately. It wasn't a 30-day, 60, it was immediately the way we were using it and how it turned the dealership around.
Wow, turning the dealership around.
Yeah.
In the way that people interact with the tool. Now, 40 years as a dealership, Michelle, you've seen a thing or two. Your dealership has seen a thing or two.
Yeah.
You've had a, we'll just say, a tool or two inside of your chest, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sure that because you're a high energy, awesome person. That's why we love jamming with you. You were cut from the same cloth that there's music playing. We're moving. We're grooving. We're dancing. keeping the vibe moving inside. Okay. But we're also about our business, right? We are about let's get good. Right. We're going to be here on the ground today. Let's get to work. Let's do what we need to
do. Right.
How was the excitement about DriveCentric with your team when they finally started to use the tool and engage with it? How excited were they to see what they have the capabilities of being able to do for their customer relationships, but just in ease of use?
But, and thank you for saying that, because that's one of my favorite things about this tool is their training. So whenever I have a new employee, there's a wonderful library of training. So you've got videos, you've got a little bit of reading to do, but it's a hands-on training, which is huge. So the excitement right from the get-go was great because they were using it, correct? And then when they started seeing how it's talking for them, we use, they call it Genius, but we've named it Madison. Madison helps them talk to their customers, which at first they're like, okay, I don't want a robot talking to my customer, right? But I'm talking, she is actually an employee of the dealership. She is talking to these folks about, I see you're looking at this vehicle and how would you like to communicate with me? And she's doing this after hours, or if we can't get to a lead right away, she's hopping in and she's having communication. You know what we say, speed to lead. So
That's right. It's
a fresh lead and we've got to stay in front of this customer while they want to communicate with us. So Genius Madison is just unreal. We never had anything like it and she keeps getting smarter and smarter. But I guess my favorite part is that her after hours, you've got that person that goes to your website at 2 a.m., she's got communication with them immediately. And then that lead management, it goes right into that lead management of how does the customer wants to communicate? Are we emailing? Are we texting? Are we making a phone call? We're not blowing them up like we did in the back of the day when we're just pounding the phone calls out. And we're finding this communication with the customer, they're responding better. They're showing up more for the appointment. We have a better show rate because of being able to communicate the way they want to, not just blowing them up. But also, like, you want me to stop? Is that a question?
I'm gonna tell you right now, I love what you're talking about, Michelle. No, we're not stopping you because you're dropping some great gems for everybody to understand how supported this literally the CRM is. It's not just software, it's supportive, right? And it's and literally, like you said, after hours, you use this Genius and they get smarter. They learn how to talk to your customers and engage with the customers the way that you wanted to and the way that they want to be engaged with. That's powerful. That is so powerful for business. When your door's shut, and if you have a way to be productive during that time.
24/7, right? Yeah.
Yes. Oh my gosh, you are. Because I'm going to tell you something. The website is the most visited showroom that you have, people. People go to that website all day long. So you're getting more people there than you ever will on your lot.
Exactly.
Especially in the after hours. Mm-hmm. So why not have somebody that can communicate with them intelligently and be able to even set something up to where it takes them to the next step? And that's all we want to do. And that's a beautiful thing that they can, because customers want that. They want to feel important, like somebody's paying attention to them trying to do something.
Oh, we've even had like questions like, wow, you guys are up late, right?
Yeah.
To them, like she's human. So it's fantastic. And your dealership can name whatever you want. It can be a he or she, but we just happened, because it's Michelle and Melissa, we thought, well, another M. So we named her Madison.
I love that.
Yeah, funny. Mm-hmm. But getting back to the lead management, what piece that we've been utilizing quite a bit more lately is helping our salespeople with their conversations. So you can go in and while they're texting, you can see what, if there's an angry face, then sales manager is going right in and he's looking at, okay, what's this conversation about? Is there really, should I intervene? Save this appointment, setting this appointment, correct? We can coach from it on the spot. It's not 3 days later. It's now reporting. That's been huge. It's been great coaching. And again, us having newer people need to watch what the conversations are, right? And it's not what is the word? I just lost it. Where we can act like the person that's talking to them.
Yeah, so
like
impersonate them.
Impersonating, yeah. So we can impersonate that person so it doesn't take away the trust of who they're talking to, which is huge. And then the customer, again, doesn't lose that connection.
I love that. It's like a designated hitter in baseball. You got a designated texter or designated messenger, right? Something that can make it a little bit better. And I love that. I love how you talked about the accountability of it, being able to see what your new people are doing and seeing what level they at. So you could start feeding them better leads if they're getting better. And not because you think they're doing better, but because you can see it. You see what they're saying, how they're communicating, when they're communicating, how much they're communicating. It's massive. Being able to track all these things too. And that's one of the other side. I want to throw that up there real quick. Trackability. You know, I know that it's very easy to get data that you want from your CRM, especially with them. How easy has it been for you to be able to pull what you need to be able to help guide your team to be able to be more successful?
Oh my gosh, so easy. And you can build it however you want. The reporting is just, another piece of it that you can, it's now time. You can go a week, a month, months, and go back to that reporting piece. And it is now time as well. So everything is up to date. We're not having to wait for a whole month to see our tracking. So it's that communication piece with our team too. It's not, again, we're waiting to see if a conversation didn't happen. We can see it right now. Right. Did I lose you guys? There you are.
There we are.
Sort of. I don't know. That's not even me right now. That's so weird how that's popping up. I think there's a little glitch with the internet right now. We'll be getting it fixed. I don't know how that turned out that way, but how cool does that look?
That was so cool. I love that.
Being that this will be also heard on the podcast, we're going to continue speaking to our sister over here. With that, we do have Jason Grimes jumping up in here. He is who represents the Jason Grimes Racing, who Car Guy Coffee sponsors.
Yeah, we're fueled by Car Guy Coffee.
Definitely. That's right. By that energizing Car Guy Coffee. Excited that you're here, Jason. So excited to see you, brother. But speed is critical, not just on the racetrack, like Jason would be, but inside of how we communicate with the customer. But we're always so focused just on our relationship with the customer that we miss the relationship that we have as customers. This being the customer that has to get a solution from somebody at whoever the vendor is that we're plugged in with, partnered with, is often the challenge. We need to get a hold of them. We have this tool. We need it to work. We're not the pros on it. We need some help. Or we have an idea. Goodness. If we didn't see dealers and users inside of the field mold the car business into what it is, then folks, I don't think we've been paying attention, because all of the vendors have adjusted to be able to fit to the needs of the dealers, which is exactly what DriveCentric does. Yeah. And if they don't adjust, they're no longer used by the dealer.
Exactly.
With that said, how easy has it been for you? Real quick, we want to shout out the pods. What pod do you have over at DriveCentric? Who is your pod?
Oh my gosh. You mean like the person we talked to?
Yes. Yeah. Do you know which number pod you have over at DriveCentric? Do you
know? I don't know. I don't know my number.
Awesome. We need to pop that out. If anybody from DriveCentric knows what pod Michelle is part of, please drop that down inside of the comments so that we can know. You have a dedicated squad that's there to make sure that you get what it is that you need. But who is your point of contact? Who's your person out there that makes sure that you get Bruin Solutions?
Yeah. So that would be Matt. Right, yeah, like our another little brother, or he's just wonderful. He'll text on Thanksgiving. He texts, just thinking of you. I'm running upstairs. I thought about you exercising. He's just a good guy and always in communication. That's the key.
And excited.
What's that?
And he's always excited to help. Pod One, by the way.
You're part of Pod One.
So we do have a couple people popping here. Matt Damo says,
Hi,
what's
Michelle.
Up?
What's up, man?
Good friend of mine. You got Jenna. She is saying that, tell Michelle, Matt. Jenna says, when are we going to get you down? Oh, when are we going to get you down to DC20?
Yeah, you need to the next
you do need to come. I'm telling you.
We do need to get down there.
You will find the information very valuable. Pod One. She's with Pod One.
Okay, well, thank you for that. I know that now. And you know what? You probably would have asked anybody in the dealership and they would have known that. So I'm sorry. But now I know.
It's okay. Now you know.
Now you know.
Number one.
And just like all of you need to know, you need to get set up to come out to DC20. Because
it's not
the conversations that we have right here, right now, about how drive-centric works and how to overcome the problems that we see every day. Michelle, sitting next to other dealers that are facing some of the same stuff that you face every day, using the same tools, are the ones that in a lot of cases are going to help you unlock the things that you need unlocked inside That's of your right. dealership that are inside of the tool. The potential is there. We just have to literally unlock it. And when we go to an event like that and we get to see other dealers, you know how much your dealership is impacted by how somebody else is operating and succeeding, even how they're losing, right? Okay, well, let's not do that. These are the mistakes that were made. Let's not do that. What have been some of the things that you have seen be a solution that they've brewed specifically for you all, if you can recount any of that? It was just for you guys. It felt like, man, you were getting this attention. Matt and all the magic makers there helped you achieve what?
You know, there's many situations. We got to use it today. We called up and we have a Spanish-speaking salesperson and we're looking for leads that are just Spanish-speaking. And they're always tweaking the system to help us be successful. So we're like, is there a way to search out just these leads? Mm. They're like, no, there's not right now, but gosh, let us work on that. So they're always, every week we get an email saying these suggestions come across, you can vote on them, or these are the changes that we've made because of a dealer asking for something specific. Reporting is mostly what we've used top of mind, that they help us build those and figure out where we need to go to, because it is a lot, right? It's not my forte. They build the reports for us. So now I can just click them and they're there. But they tailor it to each person.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. That's the kind of attention that you want as a dealer, as a user.
Because
you want them there for you, just like our customers want us there for them. They do think that we're sitting up waiting for them to ask a question at the wee hours of the night, at the wee hours of the morning, or in the center of the day. When the customer has a question, it's time to get it answered, right? And they want it quick, they want it fast, and we want to be able to be diligent about giving that. And that's what's so awesome about the culture that they have. Go ahead, Michelle.
No, they're right there for you. And like you said, 24/7. So if it's 7 a.m. in the morning, somebody's talking to me. They've got their genius too, right? One other piece that I want to talk about that we never really utilized or never had it for a CRM tool that's so on steroids is the mobile app. Oh my gosh, that is huge. If they are not at the dealership, they're still, or if they're on a smoke break, they're still talking to their customer. They're popping up, they're pinged. We can see if they've opened up an email. We can see what the customer is doing. So that mobile app has been a game changer as well. Especially when we're a little short-handed, right?
But also know, so you can know what the customer's doing, but you also know what your people are doing.
That's right.
A lot of times we are told what you're doing, right? Our salespeople will say what's happening and what they've done today. It's a whole right? other thing. Say, wait a minute.
That's true.
I don't see any of this inside of my report here because I did it over here. Wait a minute. Here's the tool. The tool tracks it. Why aren't you using the tool that we gave you? We're going to need you to use the tool because it helps us to track it. Because so often a salesperson, if they leave the store for the day, but they don't know what they did, they can't really tell you in order or in specification what they've done through the day. They can leave there feeling like they failed.
Yeah.
They can leave there feeling like they didn't put any effort into building their business. And that's a horrible way to leave work for the day and go to your family after you actually are drained from being at work all day long, but you have no way to tell what you've done. How easy has it been for your, when getting your salespeople to start using the tool for tracking purposes, how easy was it for your salespeople to assimilate to doing that?
I think that each individual is different. You've got the folks that absolutely love the tool and they feel value in it. And then you've got the person that fights it and doesn't love technology, but we've turned them around. Like you were saying, we don't know what's happening. We have a second location. And if that customer is not checked in, we don't know what kind of traffic is going to that second lot. So it's imperative that the people working at dealership are using the tool that we have, right? And then, like you said, we can go back and look at a report saying, gosh, we're busier than heck down there. You checked in 10 people today. You sold one. So we've got some work to do on our turnaround, or we may need to get some more help. But again, like you said, it's, I can't be everywhere all the time, but I can look at the app, or I can look at, if I'm sitting here, hey, we need to send somebody down to the other dealership because they've got 4 people checked in.
Right. So
there's many aspects to this. Our first thought was, yeah, tracking, because we want to know where traffic is coming in and if it's worth more people. And it has been.
Right. That's so awesome. By the way, you did say that a lot of the time people know their pods by names and faces, not the numbers. So don't worry about it. Okay. They're not bad. That's right.
But I do like being number one.
and I'll be honest, I love their whole squad. They really, I think that you can't go wrong with any of the pods. I do love Matt. In particular, I just become good friends with Matt too. So it's good that you're working with him. I definitely think that Matt brings so much to the table with his passion and his ability to not make it feel like he's doing a job, that he's actually the business. He takes like he is drive-centric, and I love that about him.
Yeah.
So. Awesome. Michelle, he plays pickleball.
He's more of a tennis player, but
he
does play pickleball.
He's
pretty good.
Pickleball,
he's
pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
So you can get on the court with him, too. When you get to come to DC20, we'll play some pickleball inside of their pickleball court. Because they have one on site, indoors.
Is it enclosed?
Yes, it is.
Enclosed. Okay. It's a date. We're there.
Let's go.
We got a good foursome right there.
You bring your paddle. We know you got one.
I got it. As a matter of fact, I was going to bring it to Florida with me. I'm like, hey, they got pickleball down there.
There's so much pickleball going on there.
Yeah.
Pickleball is a fun sport, folks, and it's something that you get better at. At first, you think it's just kind of silly until you start to realize how easy it is to use. No different than a CRM out there. We think a CRM, oh, I could manage it myself. I could do this. But yes, you can. But Michelle said about the mobile app, wouldn't you rather have something that's like on steroids, that where you do the same work, but it does 100 times more for you? That's the power of the CRM. That's the power of what you get to have. You have 24 hours communication. You have ways to make your messages sound legit, not like grammatically incorrect, I should say. Yeah. I don't know if I made up a word.
I don't know if that was grammatically correct.
Ungrammatical, right? Let's say I just made that up, maybe. But if you are a person that wants to make sure that the message you send out is right, is in the right tone, that the tools that they have are so amazing. It's a click of a button, paste, put it, insert, and send it. This way that you don't feel like, hey, maybe I don't know if I'm sending the right messages, or maybe I'm not putting in the right punctuation. Maybe I'm putting all capitals and customers are like, why are they screaming at me on text? So it's all important to understand that this tool is designed to help you do your job faster, more efficient, and be able to communicate with your customers faster, more efficient. It's a win. And it just takes time, a little curve that you have to go through the lesson, right? Like you said, when you get new people in, but they have a solution for that. They have videos for you to go out and get training. They have all the things that you can imagine that you would want. They have it. If you're like, oh, but what if they do this? They do. And I'm just going to say that's the case here. They are trying to make sure that you understand that you're driving a Rolls Royce, This is what the CRM, it's a Rolls Royce of CRMs. Yeah. And mostly because of the way it's built by the people who build it. Like, it's like by hand, and these people take care of it, and they take care of everybody who's using it. I love it. The customer service is top notch. I hear so many horror stories about other places where they call and they can't get any help. But what you talked about, the way that you went in there and you had to get your numbers right in there, you had to get what you wanted to see, your charts, you had to go in there and make sure those adjustments, even how your phone calls are set up, that takes time. That even no matter where you go, but they work with you. They come in there and they figure out what it looks like when you're being communicated with. Then they fix it for you. They show you how to do it and they make it really simple. That is what DriveCentric is. They are the CRM that salespeople will use, for one. That's the biggest part. That's a CRM that people will use. But number two, they're a CRM that actually is like, has everything. So it's like, you, not only will they use it, but it has everything that you want. It's a win. I love it. So Michelle, you're really dropping some really great stuff here today. And I'm really glad that we you on the show. We absolutely love you to death. And we think that you is amazing. And we definitely want you to know that anything you ever need, we are always here for you. We
right here.
Always will be to the day we all are up in heaven together. We're going to be there for you and your family and your team. And we know that you're out there doing everything you can to make sure that it's being successful, that this legacy is being held up, and that the future is bright. And we appreciate that. And that's what the rainbow is all about. Bringing
the rainbow, baby. Yes.
That's out right after a storm, and that rainbow's out, and you can go get you your pot of gold. I love it.
And I think that DriveCentric too, I think they're, like you said, they're in there for the long haul, but they're, we talk about business and why we're in business for 40 years, and it's because you're always changing and looking for, trying to stay ahead of the curve and stay ahead of the competition, right? And DriveCentric does that. They're not staying stagnant. They haven't developed a system and just letting it run. They are constantly changing to stay up with technology and stay up with the dealers. Small, like we are large. I know that there's many 31 top dealers that are using the same thing. So it's for every single dealership, which is so cool. But again, it's like their success is just staying ahead of the curve and always keeping it fresh for us.
And the way they keep it fresh is that they listen. They're listening.
They listen. Exactly. Anybody
that wants to serve the community on the automotive side, you have to listen to your community, listen to what they want to buy, listen to what is happening, listen to what some of the struggles are. But listen to some of the actual problems that are slowing down progress. And when we see those and we can adapt to them like solutionaries do, we bring a solution that brings peace and brings more efficacy to the work that we have each and every day. And solutionaries like you are not going to stop helping your customers in the community, no matter what the tool is that you have. But it is always so much more fun and easy when you do have partners that team up with you, providing solutions that really help you take your business to the next level, that your people enjoy, and that your customer tends to have a easier experience with you through, because they're all valuable. We want to take care of all of them. They need the attention. And we are car guys and car gals that are very easily stimulated in different directions. That's why they are ahead of the curve, and they make sure that it's somewhat like a video game. Like it's a fun way to have fun, even inside of the AI that they use and helping you communicate with your customers. You got the emojis and the emotions and all of that cool stuff that it takes to keep you engaged. And so many people have barely even scratched the surface on unlocking what it is that DriveCentric can do for you. We want to encourage everybody, including you, Michelle, keep scratching, keep pulling, keep poking at them and saying, how do we take it to the next level? How can we use this more? What do I not know how to use that I have in my hand? All of you dealers have great access to great opportunity with the stuff you have. Just ask the question, how do I use it even better? How do I prime my people to take it to the next level with these tools? And we promise you, if you keep pushing, you're going to get a little bit further. But you are amazing. What would you like to say just overall to the DriveCentric team in appreciation for them, just so that they know just how much you do appreciate them and how much you do love them out there?
Well, I tell you, we're car salespeople, right? So I always say that you need to surround yourself with people that know how to do, like the techie person and the social media, and you've got your finance people, and they are our lead people. What's so cool is they will send me monthly emails by video. And I was taken back the first one I got. that had a little picture, and it was a video, and they were showing me what we could do to get better. Wow, this report, this, you guys are doing great here. But I'm going to give you a hint on how you can make it better. And I was blown away. So thank you for that. Thank you for always having our best interest. You guys are amazing to us. You're always taking care of us as your customer. And I can't appreciate you enough. And again, always trying to make us better. We're always looking to improve, right? Even if it's working, there's room for improvement. So you guys are rock stars. Thank you so much. And then we got to see your face too in the email. When they send the email, oh, wow, I saw somebody from Pod One.
You know, right? And you just, what you just said, Matt Damos put a good comment in here, piggyback what you just said, is problems are constant companions to solutions, and solutions are constant companions to problems. And so it's a constant evolution of just constantly growing, and DriveCentric, and you said it best earlier, is DriveCentric is always trying to make their product better, and they're never going to rest. If you guys would have seen DriveCentric when they first came out to now, you would think it's a different company. So just know that they never rest on their laurels. They're always looking for ways to improve. That is what makes them great. Just like Rainbow Motor Sales out there in Coldwater, Michigan, they're always looking for ways to get better. They're always looking for ways to grow. That's what makes them great. And we appreciate you, Sisters of Savings. We got Michelle Street right here in the building doing her thing with us. And we absolutely love you for what you do. We appreciate you for everything you do. And make sure you tell Missy, I know she's in Florida right now, you tell her that we love her and we miss her and hope she's having a great time down there.
I will do that. Thank you for having us on your show.
Oh, you know it. Oh, and thank you for leading the way. But thank you for being an ambassador of the ultimate message that we're out here to make sure gets out there for everybody, is to keep growing by way of dropping those F-bombs to forgive, focus, and fly. Because you are no stranger to it. Michelle, go ahead.
I'm into it.
Jump right through it. Forgive, focus, fly. One, two, three.
Give. Focus. Fly and keep growing, keep growing.
Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us for a DC20 Unlocked series episode with the one,
the only, Michelle Street.
I am.
Thanks, guys.
And I'm coughing my lungs out.
And you've been Brewing Solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. This show has been brought to you by exclusively DriveCentric for DC20 Unlocked. If you want more information about DC20 Unlocked and how you can get out there, your team, whoever it is you want to make sure is represented by you, go to DriveCentric.com and find out how you can go to the next level by teaming up with somebody that wants to help you go there too. We honor you all, we appreciate you all, and we can't wait to keep brewing solutions with you. We will see you all in Vegas. Keep brewing. I'm Lou Ramirez, the Car Guy.
Once again, I'm Fred Lenarts, the Subprime Hero.
And we have been brewing with that incredible Sister of Savings, Michelle Streets. We'll talk to you later, you all. We're out.
Peace.